Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
As a reminder to some and for some, this is maybe a little spurring on to move us in our faith from wherever we're at. I want to mention this to you. In the Old Testament, you've probably seen the movie The Ten Commandments. This is a good time for you to say yes. If you haven't seen the old movie The Ten Commandments, the altars are open for you to come and confess. It's not that it's all biblical, but it does give a little panoramic view of the Old Testament. So what happens is after they get into the Promised Land, Moses is off the scene and Joshua is the new leader. And they get to a point in this Promised Land, as Joshua is now leading God's people by God's direction, by God's call. Joshua gets to a point, and you'll find it in the Old Testament, in the book of Joshua, chapter 24. He recites to God's people God's resume. All the things that God did, bringing them out of Egypt, leading them, directing them, providing for them, caring for them, doing miracles for them, bringing them into a land that they did not have to work for. They came in and started to eat from the vineyard and etc. And God had provided all of this. And Joshua calls them and he says to them, "Now you forsake the gods that your parents and some of your forefathers worshipped back in Egypt." See, not all of them were just faithful to God. They blended with the people. And as they move into this new land, Joshua says, You choose today. Choose today to worship God with sincerity and with faithfulness. He says, for me and my house, you see, he chose. For me and my house, my family, we will serve the Lord. See, what you saw this morning, these baptisms, is they were personal decisions made by the individuals. Even by these children. It's not like their parents says, "You come along, you get over here, and you're going to get in there." These children had conversation with their parents, or they come to their parents. I hear this all the time. A parent comes to me and say, "You know, my child, at whatever age, is wanting to be baptized." And I say, "You know what? This is a conversation between you and them. If I can be a help," and sometimes I get involved in that conversation with the child, to find out that they really understand in what they're doing, that they're not just up here in the crowd of kids saying, "I want my turn," right? This isn't Noah's Ark and the Wisconsin Dells. I should be catching, use a different example, right? Noah's Ark, wait a minute, he's going back in the... This isn't get in line and, you know, let's just do this for fun. And these children come because in their heart, they have faith. Jesus said, "Don't stop the children from coming to me." Sometimes we ask children to wait, and it's a tough conversation. You don't want to disappoint them. You don't want to discourage them in their walk. But until they're ready, development, to the point that they make a choice, these adults, they make a choice. It's a point of decision. It's like Joshua said, "Listen, you choose this day." He told them, "You choose this day, not tomorrow, today. You choose. You make a decision." If you go and look at Elijah just on the precipice of going to Mount Carmel, where God answers by fire from heaven, okay? There's this battle between the prophets of Baal and the prophet of God, Elijah. And God's people are in the balance. And Elijah, sent by God, he gathers the people together. He tells Ahab, "This is what we're going to do." And he says, "The God that answers by fire from heaven to consume the sacrifice, he's God." He let the prophets of Baal go first. They wasted their time. They wasted hours. Finally, Elijah says, "That's enough." And he stands before the people, and he says to them, how long are you going to waver between two opinions? If God is God, then serve him. If God's, your thoughts, your ways, your idols, yourself, these little religious things, these cults and occults and of different philosophies, he says, if those are God, then go ahead. Serve them. But how long are you going to waver between two decisions? Make up your mind. Choose. Joshua, choose this day. Elijah, how long are you going to waver? Make a decision. If he's God, then serve him. And of course, God in heaven hears Elijah, and fire comes down from heaven and consumes the sacrifice. And he soaked it with water. You ever try to start a fire with wet wood? They didn't have a torch hanging up in the workshop they could drag out. God consumes the sacrifice, and not only did he consume all the water and the sacrifice, he consumed the whole altar. How long are you going to waver between two decisions? Choose today. Interesting thing, in Isaiah 55, you see, there's this progression time after time. Different generations go by, and the same message keeps coming out because the people start to wander. They don't stay faithful to him. And so you look back in Joshua, and you look in 1 Kings at Elijah in chapter 18, and you get to Isaiah 55. Listen to this. The prophet writes this to you and I. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Translation, seek the Lord while you still have breath, because he always will be. But you and I, between our earthly birth and our exit from here, is the time of decision. While you have breath, you still have the ability to be found by him. Look for him. This is our decision in this life. You make a lot of important decisions in your life. Who do I marry? Who don't I marry? What house to buy? What house I don't buy? What school do I put my children in? Do we homeschool? The list goes on of all important decisions. Do I get a dog? That's a really big decision, because I want you to know it will change your lifestyle. It says this: seek the Lord while you may be found, while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts, and let him come to or return to the Lord, that God may have compassion upon him. Turn to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Turn to two people around you and say, he is really into forgiveness. He's really into forgiveness. For your past and mine, we need forgiveness. We need to realize it. He already knows it. And he extends forgiveness, but we have to take the forgiveness and apply it into our life. What he's saying is don't wait. We don't know the day or the hour that breath will leave our body. We don't know the day or the hour that the Lord Jesus will return. But both of those things, one of them is going to happen. One before the other. It's interesting when you go back to Elijah, when he stood there before the people and he said, if God is God, then serve him. If Baal is God, then serve him. Interesting thing that after he does that in front of all the people, the scripture says this, that the people heard him and they said nothing. You and I cannot get away with not saying anything. A decision has to be made. At some point, a decision has to be made. You hear this morning. Hear the Spirit's call in tenderness and love and mercy, and yet with an intensity of his compassion to save us, to deliver us, to give us a new life that's different than our past, to change us. They didn't say anything. This morning, what do you say? What do you say? What's your decision? And how long will you waver? Today is the day of salvation. You hear this. It's a stark reality, and it comes abruptly. But the whole message that comes abruptly is filled with God's favor. We can cast all our cares on him. Why? Because he cares for you. Say it to a couple of people around you. God cares for you. Say it. Tell somebody. Don't scratch his beard until he says it to you. Did he say it to you? Tim, did you say it? Did you say it to her? God cares for her. Did you tell her? Okay. Can't get away with being anonymous out there. I'm seeing everything. No. Listen, he cares for you. Don't waver. He has chosen you. Will you say yes to him? Let's bow our heads together. Choose you, Randy, choose you this day who you will serve. You plug your name in there. Right now in your own thoughts, say your name and say, choose this day who you will serve. You see, no man can serve two masters. Jesus says he will love the one and hate the other.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.